This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The best sluggers in baseball will compete in tonight's home run derby at Coors Field. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
Well, if you dig the long ball, you'll definitely want to catch tonight's derby before it's gone. And the player to watch will be Japanese sensation Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels, the league leader in home runs this season, who's also pitching in Tuesday's All-Star game. And get this, Coors Field usually stores baseballs in a humidor, which makes the ball a little heavier with water so they're not hit as hard. But there will be no humidor for this mile-high derby, so you can expect baseballs to fly into the stratosphere. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
The state's redistricting commissions have launched a statewide tour to hear from the public about the process that will redraw election districts across Colorado. Robin Shepper is a member of the Legislative Redistricting Commission.
Not every commissioner knows every corner of the state, and the staff people are on the front range. They don't know every corner of the state either. So it's important for all of us to hear from communities of what's important, where the line should be drawn.
In-person events will be held in Arvada, Denver, and Fort Collins this week as part of more than 30 across the state. You can comment on the proposed maps and find more information at redistricting.colorado.gov. And a Colorado rider won the 15th stage of the Tour de France on Sunday. Sepp Kuss of Denver is the first American to win a stage at cycling's biggest race in 10 years. The 15th stage is a 118-mile ride from the foothills of the Pyrenees to the nation of Andorra. Areas of smoke across much of Colorado today and likely for a few days. For Denver, highs in the lower 90s today. A slight chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Around Vail, the lower 80s. In Denver, it's 66 degrees. In Grand Junction, 73. This is CPR News.